Okay, so our third interview, I'd like to focus on Mayumi, your role, your career as an environmental activist, and its sources and its connection to your art. Are these separate paths, or do they speak to each other in some way? And particularly your passion and concern over nuclear activity, which we'll come back to in the last interview. Your profound vision and your ability to feel the future, and your concern because you can feel the future, which again is part of this sort of shamanistic power, that unless we do something, that we're careening to something quite terrible. So let's begin with the origins of your environmental activism. Where does that come from? Your passion about it. What were the sources of influence? What triggered it for you?
Again, it go back to the war experience, the having understanding, feeling the terror of the world ending.
Yes, particularly as a child,
Child.
to have a sense that it was all collapsing, and here you're in a cellar or a bunker underneath your pond
It
in the
really
dark.
makes,
It's a horror.
Such a strong feeling about it. So the not just environmental, but peace was so important for me. And
Well, how did that then translate into activism? Because many people would just sort of be traumatized by the horror, but you were able to take, as you said, to transmute this dreadful experience as a child into a resolution toward the light, toward peace. What enabled it? What triggered it? What was its, how did it, how were you able to then embody it and do it?
It's to me, it's my Zen practice. It's again go back to the spiritual practice that the peace was the embodiment of the practice. That's what they aimed. So it wasn't that I'd done the practice, therefore it's natural that I felt we
But
it was
many
the
people
same.
practice Zen and they don't do anything with it except to explore their own personal psyche, and that's perfectly okay. But in your case, and of course, you know, we were both friends with Robert Aiken, and he was very involved in engaged Buddhism. But what is it that made you feel you had to then take action
It
from your.
was always, Aiken Roche was very special, and even Richard Baker was very special, and who actually practiced
What they taught.
what they taught. And I was taught a lot of
I see, I see.
amazing people. And I also did physical practice of yoga, then later on Qigong, and it all come to the same point, the peace in the
Peace.
mind.
That's really interesting. So how does activism connect to peace for you?
Activism is for the peace.
Toward peace.
Yeah.
I see. So in other words, I get it. So
Not aim the peace, but
to bring about, to contribute to peace. Yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
Because every moment makes another
Yes.
moment.
That's really interesting. I see. So in other words, out of this darkness and out of the horror of war came for you a deep, you could say in deep into Mayumi's DNA, is a perception and a yearning of peace and a resolution through your Zen practice, and also you say yoga and Qigong, which are really manifesting this, to contribute as you can toward the development of peace.
Yeah.
Because peace ultimately is what one discovers through the practice of Zen. Mm-hmm. The mind and the heart become peaceful. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it then that led you to the connection to this, particularly concentrating on the nuclear problem, let's call it?
Because I was born right before the
Hiroshima.
And I was,
Can you tell us a little bit about how, because you weren't in, you were, where were you, where did you
Tokyo.
Grow up?
Tokyo.
You grew up in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Of course, they were saturating, bombing Tokyo. Mm-hmm. How did Hiroshima
affect it?
Well, how did it enter your daily life, this event?
A lot of people who were covered with the burn, they needed money to support themselves. They couldn't get the support. And my even suburbs of Tokyo town was covered with these people.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
So they came and fled from the Holocaust of Hiroshima. They came to Tokyo and you saw them.
Making money. Begging money in Tokyo. Probably they had a family in Tokyo, I don't know. But my, town was many people begging money.
I see.
Yeah.
So you saw firsthand the horror
of
it and the tragedy of it.
Yeah.
I see.
And then they showed the photograph of what happened to,
So this must have been absolutely terrifying for you as a child.
Yeah.
And how did your parents relate to this? How did they help?
They were always helping other people. My family were very much Nichiren Buddhist practitioner, and they were really make sure that Nichiren's teaching will be prevailed.
Well, in Nichiren, as I remember having, I did my master's thesis actually on Nichiren.
Is that right?
At Harvard and at the Soko Gakkai, but particularly going back to the pure Nichiren,
right?
He's kind of a warrior figure, right? Because it was Nichiren Buddhism when the Mongols were going. Attacking,
right,
it was the
time.
Spirit of Nichiren that thrust off the invaders.
Right.
So there's a sort of warrior dimension of, isn't that true in Zen and Nichiren?
Nichiren's, very passionate.
Passionate. So they're the activist part of you comes also from
Nichiren.
From Nichiren.
Yeah, my grandmother, who was a really severe, really, really a passionate believer.
I see.
Of social change.
Of social change.
Yeah. So Isho Ankokuron, remember?
Isho.
Risho
Ankokuron. Yeah. I see.
So the Risho Kosekai is the,
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So that's very interesting. So that's sort of the origin of the sort of social action that connects.
All the action has to go through Risho Ankok. The country to be peaceful.
To be peaceful. The Ankoku is the peaceful country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, the peaceful country is a metaphor. It's the external country, but it's all there's also the inner country, the inner country of your own psyche and your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, it's natural segue to be an environmentalist because if you practice Zen deeply as you have.
And then a lot of Nichiren people are artists.
Are artists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah, and you naturally come to not only an appreciation of nature, but the practice of Zen is really an exploration of one's own nature. Mm-hmm. And you reach rather soon in the practice that external nature and beauty and inner nature and beauty that these are intimately either connected or one and the same. That's really it. So now, just the last part of this interview, if you could then come to the question of, is your art deeply integrated with this social activism, or is it running on a separate track? How do you see the dialogue between your art and social, environmental, anti-nuclear activism?
It's, I'm supposed to be painting, all the time. I cannot. I have to go garden and right. do the gardening, you right, know, right. watering right. and then pick a food. Then I make food,
right.
lunch.
Right.
I just, it's one thing.
It's like, all integrated. It's yeah. one continuum.
And
what do you mean you're supposed to be painting? Who says you're supposed to be?
My son.
Your son.
Mom, you gotta paint now.
He's your cruel taskmaster.
Why?
Why? Because he knows that you love your painting, or what?
Well,
he just wants you to make a living for everybody. That's very funny.
This farm takes a lot of money.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, you know? So I'm the.
Well, we get somebody
bacon bringer.
Who reads your book and makes a donation to you as a result of this interview. That's funny. But anyway, the key point is that it's a living. Your yeah. art is a living experience. It's yeah. not something you do on the side, mm-hmm. or you have your expression of your art here and your activism there.
It's all one integrated
Mayumi.
So as Thich Nhat Hanh, he says, you know, if he doesn't, you know, grow vegetables and garden right. or something, he won't, you know, exactly say.
Right. That's really
his
great.
His poems are very related to
the way
life.
He lives, yeah. yeah. Well, that's, I think, really quite wonderful. And certainly I'm hoping, not only through this work of Laughing Heart, to offer this as an integrating experience for people, but also my own journey, that
yeah.
I practice it more deeply and discover more deeply.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.